is the grand and possibly eternal struggle between real estate and culture better characterized as a tango than an MMA bout. While artists and producers lament the end of temporary spaces, of old warehouses and factories, of abandoned buildings, the clue was always there in the title. What made those venues emerge was spaces in transition. And yes, we'd like to see something useful and progressive built on those lots for a change, but their disappearance doesn't really signal the end of culture, just its moving home. One recent move has been in Dublin's Phibsborough, where above the pub once known as the Bohemian Clancy, it's showtime at the new HQ of the Core Ensemble.
Hello.
Our group of actors are ridiculously talented. They're top class. They're top of their game.
These are the guys. This is Jed and Eric. Oh,
how are you? Nice to meet you.
They've written the show and they are performing in the show as well.
And our goal is to really show them off and say, look, these people are amazing to watch. So we're always looking for work that's going to highlight that.
They're both madzers.
I'm Hilary Jaminski. I'm the company manager and producer for the Core Ensemble.
And they're off. Horses, dogs, football, lotto, elections, Oscars, White Christmas, royal names, sex of a baby, alien existence, guarantees and bailouts, strictly, who killed Lucy Beale? You can get odds on anything. What are the odds of me being happy?
Finding an enlightenment.
All that good stuff.
So the Core Ensemble was conceived in 2015, very late 2015, by a group of people who kind of saw a gap in the theater industry for ensemble companies. So big groups of people who work together consistently rather than breaking apart after each production and going on to form a new family. So our first production was in 2016 then at the Viking Theatre in Clontarf. And I suppose it just grew from there in that the kind of the founding group of people who started working together on that production wanted to stick together and try to grow the family. And now I think we're at around 15 people at the moment. We're interested in having a home where we can consistently come together on a weekly basis to develop our strengths, to find what we're interested in, and to make work that's going to have a real life, you know, beyond a 2 to 3 week run.
So we're sitting in the Bohemian Theatre, which is a space above the Bohemian Pub in Phibsborough, which itself is in the shadows of the great Phibsborough debate of the brutalist Phibsborough Shopping Centre, which is a very divisive landmark. It's an interesting corner. There's lots happening. Like, you can hear the traffic outside right now. It's very busy. How did you come across the space and how are you finding performing in it and using it?
So the space is just endlessly fascinating for me. The more time we spend here, the more we learn about its history and everything that's happening around it. And as you say, it's a really interesting little crossroads to be at. This space up here above the bar used to be a real hotspot for artists and the bohemians of the community. And it's just been really exciting to kind of try to bring it back to those roots and breathe life back into it, breathe creativity back into it, and use the space as it was intended at its foundation to kind of have vibrant life and culture filling it as often as we can make that happen. But it was a huge stroke of luck that the Core Ensemble came to kind of make a little home here for ourselves. A lot of our members are local. And it all just came out of a conversation of, oh, wouldn't it be great to have kind of a performing space or a theater space in the neighborhood? And we just started digging and doing some research around what's happening in the Phibsborough area. And we got connected with the wonderful group of people who run FizzFest. And they connected us with Seamus and Alan, who own the bar. And they were totally on board with us coming in here and putting on plays.
First from Mango, 40 to 1.
Sticks in my mind.
Causes a flutter.
Go no further.
Write it down.
Hand it over.
Job done.
£10, 40 to 1.
Sweet. Come on, First Fandango.
Bring it home.
In the soup now.
Waiting.
Here's the piece.
Swimming.
So the space is kind of like, it's very much a lounge type bar. So I assume there are tricky things to work around to put a theatre show on.
There's definitely challenges. I mean, as you say, it is very much, it's a lounge above a bar. So as you said earlier, you can hear the traffic outside. Sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's a bit louder. You know, Halloween night was interesting. We were prepped for loads of sirens and fortunately it wasn't that bad. But it's an obstacle that you have to get around. But at the same time, if you go into the Abbey, you can hear the Lewis passing outside. So it's not really any worse than that. It just means that we as artists have to get really creative and really thoughtful about how we use the space to our best advantage. So we actually had the space set up where we had the main stage and then we had kind of a catwalk coming off of that and we had audience seated on either side of that. It was a configuration that you wouldn't see in a traditional theater space, actually, because it would be so much harder to configure a black box in that way. So in one way, the space offers a lot more than a traditional theater space would. In other ways, it offers a lot less. So we've got to get creative and thoughtful with things like lighting and sound.
So you're in the middle of a run of shows at the moment.
Yes, Sure Thing. It's a brilliant show. It's a two-hander. It was written by Eric O'Brien and Jed Murray. It's really tight and energetic and fast-paced. There's loads of laughs in it. And on the surface, it's very much about the day in the life of a bookies.
One eye always on the screen.
2 minutes to go.
In the parade.
But there's so much more going on underneath that. That's really looking at questions of gambling culture in Ireland, the dangers of that. And also, it's a really interesting examination of masculinity, what it means to be a male in this context.
The moment.
Peak.
Tense.
Bursting point.
Contain it.
Make it last.
Hilary Zeminski there of Core Ensemble, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher. Sure Thing, by and starring Jed Murray and Eric O'Brien, is at the Bohemian Theatre, Phibsborough, from tomorrow until Saturday night.